At XS Fest thing. I think that seems like that might have been in Buford, but you know, it's usually in the earlier part of the year, but I may be wrong on the time, but they've had a bunch of all kinds of stuff there, not just ham radio, but a lot of technology stuff that was demonstrated there. I haven't been to that one, but that's one. I don't know where they had one last year, year before last, but the last one they had, I was planning on going to it and wasn't able to get out there. That's
the, yeah, that's how, yeah, I like seeing all that stuff. All that technology stuff fascinates me.
The, when I went down to that Gwinnett Tech Fest, that was, it might have been the year before COVID hit, and I hadn't been back since, but yeah, Flex Radio was there. They had a big display, was showing off. That was back when the Maestro head unit world was kind of new, so they were demonstrating it. I think that was about the only ham radio manufacturer there was, and then they had the Gwinnett Club was giving away a bunch of stuff and gave away a nice radio as an door prize. But yeah, I wouldn't mind going back to that. That was kind of fun. Not strictly ham radio, but ham radio and a little bit of other stuff involved.
See, that one is, I think that may have been the last one that they've had, though, Keith. I don't remember seeing it last year. It's possible, but that may have been, it might have been the year before COVID, sure enough. It might have been 2020. But I remember seeing an ad for it last year, but... Well, I took up meet up there one of those because I'm hoping to get back out and start doing some traveling again and you know, go out there, especially when the traffic's not terrible as it usually is. Now, no way around a little bit out there. It's changed so much in the last 5 or 6 years that I'd have to do some hunting around. But yeah, we went to Stone. We used to go to Stone Mountain every year in Lawrenceville. I always liked Lawrenceville. I think it used to be about. I don't remember what time of year it was, but Stone Mountain's always been, it's always been in November, I think, early November. And I've never been to one in Waynesville. I've been to Huntsville several times and a couple of other ones over the years. And Dayton, I've only been to Dayton once. I had to cancel out 1 year, but I enjoyed Dayton. Just one of those once-in-a-lifetime things. If you ever get a chance to go, I used to go to Shelby all the time, too, when I lived up in Rock Hill. Well, I'm going to have to get out of here in just a second. I got to go downstairs and see what's going on. I know I don't hold you up from work. I don't know what that is anymore, being retired, except the work other people find for me to do. Keith, pleasure talking to you today. You have a great day. Hope everything goes well. KN4CHY and 4DJC, I'll be clear after you.
Talking to you, too. And, I've got to get back to work, so I've got to get up off my butt and travel about 12 feet and get back on my butt. I'm still a few years away from retirement, but sure looking forward to it. I told the bike leader, they asked me and another elder guy there what our plans were. They didn't want to be left high and dry, and I told her I'm planning on retiring from here, but... you know, depends on what you're offering. I could be convinced otherwise. Anyway, yeah, I need to get back at it, too. Have a great day. 7-3s, and we'll catch you a little later. N4DJC, KN4CHY. I'll be clear and listening to the background.
9 FM said, mobile and monitoring.